The alternative sounds of the 60s and 70s
toward the unknown region.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Here comes
Radio Mi Amigo from the LB8B.
Suzanne takes you down to But what looks like an old lady band called Enchanted Forest would be beautiful and delightful, for that was them with the Leonard Cohen tune Suzanne, Stateside Records, and we also heard the A-side You're Never Gonna Get My Loving. This is Tim Buckley on Elektra. At the start of the programme we played Love and Tom Rush, two other singles on Elektra Records. This is Phantasmagoria in 2.
If a fiddler played you a song, my love, and if I gave you wheels, would you spin for my heart and loneliness? Would you spin for my
information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Well, it's a real good time that you get from Mary Jane. It's the kind of thrill that you find it hard to explain. She'll make a man out of you for sure. She'll touch a spot that's never been touched before. Then he wants some more. Well, it's a real good time that you get from Mary Jane. She'll make your body right and twist with pain. Won't want to leave her side till your heart and soul have died, and your life is done. It's a real good time that you get from Mary Jane. She plays a tune, but it's a sad refrain. You will love her weird discord till her moving lips get bored. Then you find it hard. It's a real good time that you get from Mary Jane.
It's a real good time, but you get from Mary Jane. It has been suggested that Peter may have been singing about marijuana there. Anyway, Peter Sarsted, as you may never have heard him, and here is his first single. In lieu of Where Do You Go To My Lovely, the scheduled one, and what's printed for the list of January the 19th, 1968, I Must Go On, I'm afraid so.
Must go on doing what I can and never looking back. I must go on chasing the rainbow, though I may never win. I must do what I feel is the right thing to do. There is really nothing that can change my point of view. My life I must live, and I got to go on playing every hand and hoping for the best. I've lost the cost. I hope it's not too much. I must do what I feel is the right thing to do. There is really nothing that can change my point of view. My life I must live, and I must go.
You're listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Each night, when watching dying of the day, I seem to find I hardly know my way around. Even with the crowd, I'm on my own. Now she's gone. Still, when someone tells you she wanted someone else that I couldn't be.
RCA Records, Grapefruit were the band. The A-side was Dear Delilah. Before that, Peter Sarsted and I Must Go On, his first single on the Island record label. Now, I was so lucky. I was still only 12 years old at the start of 1968, but I was already into collecting, particularly as the little local tumble-down record shop in Long Causeway, Peterborough, Campkins Records. I can see it now in my mind. Tingling goes the door, having lent my bicycle, my RSW16. That's one with those big balloon, well, little balloon tyres against their window, which must have annoyed them incredibly, because it was certainly annoying me these days. And anyway, you went halfway down this fairly long shop, long, narrow shop, and on the right-hand side there was two girls behind the counter where all the singles and the albums taken out of their sleeves were stashed away to stop anybody stealing them. And just opposite them, opposite the counter, was the a wooden kind of a rack where there were probably three or four bays of singles which hadn't sold. They were probably 3 to 4 months old. X chart singers from long ago, and what those that just didn't do a thing. And I was so pleased to get the following single out of those that kind of rack box. I don't know what you'd call it actually, but it was raised up enough for people to thumb through through the singles, and they were 2 shillings and 6 pence each, or 10 for £1. So in amongst my 10 for £1, The Lute, Don't Turn Around, on CBS Records. Such a happy single.
Slumped.
Girl, you're coming back to where the lights are cool. You say you're sick of living how the others do. Come to me
like green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a card, you'll hear it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
Not the version we're familiar with, is it? Released on this day, the 19th of January 1968, Sundragon with their version of Green Tambourine. Also today, the Lemon Pipers with the original Green Tambourine, for they are the guys who wrote it. First of all, let us listen to the B-side of Sundragon's version. This is called I Need All the Friends I Can Get. How true that is. Thank you.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com.
Silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play, 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 play. My green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music.
Go both versions of Green Tambourine. We began with Sun Dragon, and we also played the B-side, I Need All the Friends I Can Get. Then the Lemon Pipers, the B-side, No Help From Me. And finally, the Green Tambourine. If you're listening in stereo, you will have noted the extreme left and right channel. And the voice directly in the middle. Well, psychedelic that was from the Lemon Pipers, but definitely had the edge on the Sun Dragon, the UK version. There was a lot of mime backing Britain at this time, which is why last week and the week before, the American Breed had Bend Me, Shape Me, but the hit was from Amen Corner. And later on, I think it was this year, Bruce Forsyth did a song called I'm Backing Britain. So we will stumble across further examples of British versus American songs, I think, as the year progresses. It is the 19th of January 1968 that we're looking at now, issue 211 of the new singles listings, and there were 64 singles released this day. Possibly now the most psychedelic song that Young Rascals ever wrote and did. This is called It's Wonderful.
Yeah. tell you a story.
It seems hard to believe in.
I'd never see them.
All of my glory made me much more aware of the problem we share.
Much to be said, but it's all in your head. The Young Rascals, the mono single in the UK with a different introduction and extended outro, which wasn't on the album, and we just heard there the album mix in stereo. It's wonderful, it was called, and it was such a happy sounding tune. These are the Virgin Sleep on DRAM Records and Secret.
Come
Virgin Sleep and both sides of their DRAM single Secret and Comes a Time.
Yeah!
I'm
all the hits, but never were Lee Harmer's Popcorn. That's the A-side of what we played in the first hour. Love Is Coming on Page One Records. Before that, it was a hit, The Foundations, Back on My Feet Again on Pi. These are the Heir Apparent, E-I-R-E, Heir Apparent, on the Track record label, Follow Me, and Here I Go Again.
Let me tell you stories that I know are true. Let me tell you what my love can do for you. Like a fairy story that your mother told. Our love will last a thousand years, we won't go old. So follow me! Follow me, baby! Can't stop.